With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump says his latest rally was a homecoming of sorts.
And I just want to say a very big hello to a special place, New York, and to an incredible arena, Madison Square Garden. Incredible.
Tickets on a first-come, first-served basis, they were handed out within minutes. The NYPD estimates 70,000 people lined up outside the venue, which can seat roughly 20,000 for this event. Our White House correspondent Greg Clugston in New York City.
The famous arena was full hours before Trump took the stage, and thousands of people were turned away when the garden reached capacity. Outside, the sidewalks are overflowing with Trump supporters in red Make America Great Again hats and vendors selling all kinds of merchandise. There's a heavy security presence here with several streets blocked off in Midtown Manhattan. Greg Clugston, New York.
And Mr. Trump's Democrat challenger stumped in Philadelphia, Kamala Harris, sounding upbeat.
Philadelphia is a very important part of our path to victory. And it is the reason I'm spending time here, have been spending time here. But I'm feeling very optimistic about the enthusiasm that is here and the commitment that folks of every background have to vote and to really invest in the future of our country.
Also at SRNnews.com, confirming what the U.S. reported earlier, NATO says North Korean troops have joined their Russian allies fighting in Ukraine. The North Koreans said to be on the ground in the Kursk region of Ukraine. Egypt's president says his country has proposed a two-day Israel-Hamas ceasefire. The negotiations have now resumed in Qatar. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 285 points. This is SRN News. The Archbishop of Canterbury sparks outrage in the Church of England.
The denomination is already embroiled in a battle over gay marriage, and Dr. Justin Welby has shocked some of the faithful for stating that he does not believe homosexuality is sinful so long as it takes place within the confines of, quote, a committed relationship. The Archbishop made his comments on a British podcast. The Church of England Evangelical Council calls this statement, quote, devastating, because it marks a clear departure from the doctrine of the church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One West Texas city has banned men from using female restrooms and locker rooms. Members of the Odessa City Council have expanded a 1989 ordinance that prohibits individuals from entering restrooms of the opposite sex. The 5-2 vote came following an emotionally charged exchange between residents and city leaders, with city council members arguing that the ordinance would protect Odessans and their families. This is SRN News. It has been dubbed the Great, that's G-R-A-T-E, cheese heist.
Thieves with a nose for fine cheese have pulled off a massive cheddar ripoff in London. Neil's Yard Dairy said a con artist posing as a wholesale distributor for a major French retailer had taken off with around 48,000 pounds of award-winning cheddar. They then realized they had been scammed and reported the theft. The cheese is worth $390,000. The distributor, wholesaler, and retailer of British artisanal cheese said that the high value of the cheeses made them a tasty target for the thieves. Detectives at Scotland Yard and international authorities are searching for the culprits. Rika and Garcia, London.
McDonald's says testing has ruled out beef patties as the source of the E. coli outbreak linked to quarter pounders. Onion slivers from one supplier now thought to be the culprit. More details at SRNnews.com.